We start our third and final hour. Welcome back, or good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California in the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Augusta National is eating dudes alive today. As an example, in Phil Mickelson's last four holes, he is plus five. Killing dudes. All right, more on that in a minute. And a lot of you still think that meltdown from Conor McGregor was a setup. The fix was in. It was contrived. It was manufactured. I'll hit that again this hour. But first, I want to start hour number three by talking some hockey, specifically Washington Capitals hockey. We are joined by the head coach of that team in his fourth season with the Capitals. Four straight seasons of 100-plus points. He's led the Capitals to three straight divisional titles. Also, the 2016 Jack Adams Award winner, Washington, hosting New Jersey tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Barry Trotz is the head coach of the Capitals. He joins us again. Barry, it's so good to have you back. How are you? How are things?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great, Barry. Thank you very much. You dropped a tough one in Nashville last night, 4-3, but after the game, you did say you like what you see from your guys and the way they're playing right now. So what do you like about what you see, and do you feel like this team is ready for the postseason?
Well, I think, in the past, we've had some, towards the end, we've had a little bit of room to breathe, and what happens, your game slips. Guys are just trying to get to the postseason, not nicked up and all that, so you lose a little edge in your game, and I think we've played right through that. We've had a couple tough games last weekend, beating Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh in a real big game, and then the next night against St. Louis was very desperate in St. Louis and winning both those games, and playing the number one team who is trying to clinch the division and win their President's Trophy. So we've played three really good playoff teams, a real good test for us as a group. And in each game, we played very, very well. I like the pace of our game. I like our commitment. I would say we probably didn't have enough skin in the game as you would probably like that you'd see in playoffs, but that's probably normal when you're one game away from the playoffs. So, and you're really not playing for any seeding or anything. But I like the way our guys are committed to the details of the game right now and playing quickly.
Barry Trotz joining us. I like it. Now, as I mentioned off the top, you've had more than 100 points in every season that you've been in charge there, and you've won three straight divisional titles. You see, when you do it every single year, people almost become accustomed to it, and they take it for granted, but you know differently. When you look at what the grind of the regular season is, how much pride is there for you and the team in 4 years of 100 points and those three straight divisional titles?
I think people in the business that live the business day in and day out, they know, A, how hard it is just to make the playoffs in this league. There's so much parity. There's so many good teams. There's going to be a lot of good teams that don't make it. To be consistent, as we have been, back-to-back President's Trophies, 400-point seasons and now our third division title, there is a lot of pride in that, in the fact that, this year we – a lot of people were picking us not to maybe make the playoffs or just get in. I don't know of anybody who said that we win the division. We've added a lot of people because we lost a lot last year. So my biggest pride is in the culture that we've created in the last 4 years, that winning is important. And no matter what, it's sort of that next man up mentality. That's where I put the most pride in. And that says a lot about our core. Says a lot about what we've done in the last 4 years. So I take a lot of pride, and we have the goal that most teams have is winning a Stanley Cup. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that the last 2 years. We haven't been able to get by the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have won back-to-back cups, but no one's got by them. So I guess there's not much we can say until we get by them, but no one's been able to get by the Penguins the last 2 years.
Barry Trotz, my guest. Barry, go back to that point about culture, because it seems to me, I don't care what sport you're in, no great teams can be great without having that great culture. And the thing is, it's not like you've been rolling out the same guys every single year. There really was significant roster turnover after last season. So how do you maintain that same culture and the same winning ways when you have a bunch of new guys in that room?
Well, I think you have to trust the process. I mean, we knew that we weren't going to be the same team. We didn't have the same talent base. We had a lot of, we were running. We had a major injury to a guy named Matt Niskanen, who is a major player on our defense. He went down for 6 weeks to start the year. We were playing three rookie defensemen that had combined, I think, two NHL games between the three of them. And we're playing those three guys, and knowing that we just have to go through the growing pains and just stick with it, and don't panic, let it grow. And I think having the good culture that we had already established, it allowed everybody to just take a breath, calm down. It's going to be all right. Just let the process happen. And I think in good organizations, in sport or business, you have a culture that understands and doesn't panic at the first sign of adversity or anything. And you see that in sport. You see that in the New England Patriots, probably the gold standard in football. You see it in baseball, and you see it in other sports, and you see it in hockey. The teams that have a really good culture usually can last for a long time and are competing at least for the playoffs or in the playoffs every year.
Capitals head coach Barry Trotz talking culture with us. You know, you and I have talked in the past about Alex Ovechkin and what a special player he is. Last month, Barry, he scored his 600th career goal. And before last night's game, he was honored for playing in his 1,000th game. What do those two numbers mean to you? And what's it say about him as a player?
Well, what amazes me about Ovi is, let's just talk about the 600 goals. He's done it in an era where a lot of people say it's a dead puck era. And really where the defense are better, the schemes are better. Just the game, there's not as much room. It's a workman's league with a high skill. And Ovi's been able to do it all the time, consistently. He's won the Rocket Richard, I think, six or seven times, probably seven this year now. And what he's done it so quickly, his numbers based on 600 goals in the number of games he's played is astounding. Because there's not anybody scoring 92 goals a year or 77 goals a year like there was in the 70s. You hit 50. If Ovi hits 50 this year, he'll be the only guy to do that. So to put up those numbers in the number of games is just absolutely astonishing. And then to play 1,000 games, he's the first one from his draft class to do that. But he is a physical guy. He's not a guy that doesn't get involved. I mean, he is a wrecking ball. And to not have an injury where you've missed significant time, his durability is incredible. He's a little bit of a freak of nature because he's a big man who plays a high-skilled game, and he's fearless. So it's been a pleasure to watch him. I've seen him, his 500th and his 600th goal. You realize how great he is. He's the greatest goal scorer of his generation.
Barry, to your point about 92 goals, I mean, I can't help but laugh about that. Is that not the most astounding thing you could ever imagine? 92 goals in a single season?
It is. I mean, you start looking at the numbers that Gretz put up. He had a 200-point year. I mean, that if you had a 200-point year now, you would be like, this guy's not even human. And it's astounding. So, if you could take his Ovi's number and this era and calculate it, and they have ways of doing that, he'd have pretty impressive numbers.
Then again, Gretz didn't seem human back then, right? 92 goals, 200 points. There was some.
He is the best.
I mean, has there ever been anybody better? And explain this, Barry, for those who are maybe a little bit younger who didn't know, when you look at Gretz, if you didn't know Wayne Gretzky, and if you didn't know the mind he had for the game and the vision for the game, and you just looked at him as an athlete, you would never think there was anything exceptional about him at all. What was it that made him the best?
I think, his ability to process, his ability to calculate, to see the ice, he used deceptions. He used his God-given talent to decipher the game at a different level. He was really, to me, he was like the Einstein of hockey in his era. And the one question I always hear is, who is the greatest player of all time? And that is, the greatest player of all time has not been born yet, because it's evolution. So I always look at who is the greatest player in his generation and the biggest degree of separation from, the good players and the great ones. Gretz had there was a big gap between Gretz and everybody else. Bobby Orr in his era, Sid Crosby would be one of them, and Alex in this era. So, the next era, is it a Connor McDavid, or is it a Austin Matthews? But there's an era when we got, 10 to 12 year period where players are in their prime. How much separation do they have from the field, if you will? It's like horse racing. It's like Secretariat won by, an outstanding number of lengths and to win the Kentucky Derby. And and yeah, that's the greatest horse ever. So I think it's generational because everything is just evolving all the time.
Well, now you're preaching to the choir when you talk horse racing. So a final thought then. You and I have talked in the past about some of the great young players in the game, and in particular, Barry, about the speed of the game right now. So how much has the game changed over the past few years, and then how much does that impact how you approach it as a coach?
Well, it evolves. I mean, right now, this level of skill and speed in the game has never been reached before. I mean, every era has great teams and great players, but this level of young players, it's the evolution of training. It's the everything from internet to technology in terms of sticks and skates and the teaching tools and the video. Players are much more prepared, much more aware, have the resources to become those great athletes, and it's the coaching has gotten better. So you look at a guy like Connor McDavid coming in and a guy like Austin Matthews. I mean, they barely miss a beat, and they become the top players in the league very quickly. So right now the league has never been faster. It's never been as skilled. And it's probably never had as much parity as it does right now.
Capitals head coach Barry Trotz, my guest. They're getting ready for the postseason. They've got New Jersey first tomorrow night. Barry, awesome to get caught up with you. I knew we had to do it before that postseason started. Always good to have you on the show, Barry. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Jim.
That was fun, Barry. Great job. Really well done. Loved his thoughts on Koretz and what made him the outlier, what made him different. It is true. Those numbers are amazing. 92 goals and 200 points. 92 goals for a playmaker. 92 goals for a guy who was not a pure goal scorer. I remember that season, too. I remember thinking and following it, like, what did he do last night? What's he going to do tonight? How many goals is he going to get now? I mean, 200 points and 92 goals in a single season. It was crazy. Romy email. Romy, at this time of year, all the Crosby honk hot take idiots were out in full force trying to put a blowtorch to Alexander Ovechkin. And in typical Ovi fashion, he's approaching 50 yet again. Since the Oilers pulled a Sergio Garcia with their season, I am rooting for Trotz and the Caps to finally get it done. Both Ovechkin and Trotz deserve it. Ward Dan in Denver, Tyler in Edmonton throwing in. All right. Part of me would love to see the Caps get it done. I've picked them before. They've come so close. Barry Trotz, the hell of a coach. In those numbers, Ovi's got 600 goals and 1,000 games. And in an era with a dead puck and defenses and schemes and goaltending what it is, that 600 is a big, big number. We're setting it up now. Rest of the way, open phones. Conor McGregor. You know, one more thought about that again. For those of you who still think conspiracy theory, yeah, that was a setup. A setup. How about this? This angle of the setup. And Ariel Helwani brought this up. New York was the last state to let that sport in. So all the years of battling for the right to stage UFC fights in New York, they would blow it all in one moment by having their biggest name fighter run down there with 20 other goons and try to endanger a bus full of guys who were on that same card and have him arrested and risk doing business in that same state going forward. The state that was so important to them that they worked so hard to get into. They would risk all of that to generate some heat for a fight that hasn't even been set down yet. Why would they do that? That's all part of their master plan, right? Again, I'm not seeing it. Yeah, ooh. Do you know how hard and how frustrating it was for Dana White and the UFC to get into New York? How hard they worked to get into New York? And then they jeopardize all that by having something like that go down in New York. Dana's not a dumb guy. You might not like him. He may be a lot of other things. Dana is not a dumb guy. Dana did not get to where he is right now doing business the way he does by making truly dumb decisions. And that'd be a really, really dumb promotion. Nor do I think, again, that you can convince Conor McGregor, hey, Conor, play along with this. It might get you arrested. If you do it right, it will get you arrested. But play along with this. This will be good for you and your brand and your business. I'm going to have to suspend you for a really long time. And you're going to have to spend the night in jail. And you're going to come out with the silver bracelets on. But just go ahead and do this. Just get your guys. We'll pay for the flight. Come on over. We'll let you in the building. We'll get you downstairs. And then we're going to put some things around there. There's going to be lots of things that you can weaponize. Lots of weapons lying around. All you have to do is go down there. There'll be a bike rack over there. There'll be a barrier over there. There'll be a dolly over there. You can weaponize any of these things. Think how awesome that'll be, Connor. Crap that you could never bring into the cage, but you can weaponize all of it. And we'll just kind of leave it around there for you. And those guys will be on the bus. Break a few windows, ding a few guys up. We might even lose one or three or four fights on our card. Doesn't matter. We want to set this thing up so people are talking about you and Khabib. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what I don't understand. I don't understand where Joaquin is. Joaquin, this is the greatest day ever for you. Where is the Joaquin war, insert whatever you want, war weapons in the octagon? There were weapons yesterday. Exactly where is Joaquin? All right, we're coming back. And when we do, ATP, week that was, more telephone calls. And if you're on the track at Augusta National, for the most part, it's not going well for you. Everybody was doing best while they were putting off to the side on the driving range, being Ranger Rick. Things didn't start to go to hell until they actually got out there. Hefty's not having a good day. Tiger's having kind of a tough day.
Ranger Rick.
And more. But somebody just pick up the phone, hit us up right now. Looking for that good phone call. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. We are coming right back. Open phones next.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Twitter contest. And if you win the huge tweet today, I'll tell you exactly what you win. Nothing. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I actually do have a winner. I've got the tweet of the day. The huge tweet. And although this guy's a legend, he wins nothing. Because nobody does.
Nothing.
Nothing. My favorite tweet of the day is from an 88-year-old man. But not an ordinary 88-year-old man. This guy's brilliant. Unbelievable writer. Arguably the best golf writer ever. Dan Jenkins. Dan Jenkins tweets, "Just a fun Friday here at the Masters, taking in the sun, smelling the flowers, and watching all the players bleed to death." My man still got it at 88. That's such a great tweet. "Just a fun Friday here at the Masters, taking in the sun, smelling the flowers, and watching all the players bleed to death." Dan Jenkins. Dan, my man, you win. I'm trying to think if he's ever actually been on this show. I'm not sure I've ever spoken to Dan. Maybe. If I were to ask Dave Whalen, who remembers everything about everything, he would say, "Not since I've been here." Or maybe otherwise. Hey, Dave, have we? Anyway, you win, Dan. He's a legend. Legendary writer. In terms of the other things, you know, I'm still getting a ton of tweets on Conor McGregor. Speaking of tweets on Conor McGregor, I would love to hear from Conor McGregor. I want to hear what he has to say about this. Now, I know that he can't get to his phone right now, or he thought better going to his phone, but I thought, what the hell? I'll just go to his Twitter feed and see what's up. And what's up is his last tweet is from April 4th. And that tweet reads, maybe you've seen it because it's got 141,000 favorites, 41,000 retweets, and 6,800 responses. Conor McGregor's last tweet reads, and I'm going to read it the way it's written. Use all. Like, you know, use all. YOU'S LL. Use all. Strip me of nothing. Use do nothing bleeps. That's the tweet he has up. Use all. Strip me of nothing. Use do nothing bleeps. Yeah, said the guy who just got stripped because he hasn't fought for that belt in over 500 days. Of course, they'll strip you. They's will strip you because you never defended, Connor. So if that's what this was all about, if this guy came here because he was bent, that they were stripping him of his belt, he's got no leg to stand on. You can't keep the belt if you don't defend the belt. That's how that works. You don't defend the belt, they'll give it to somebody else who will fight. But again, I don't think that's what that's about. Yous will strip me of nothing. Yous do nothing bleeps. And that bleep is a really bad word, an extraordinarily bad word. It's one of the worst bleeps ever. I would bleep that out on our podcast. I would have bleeped that out on our Showtime show where nothing got bleeped out. And I said, where is Joaquin? On this day of all days, where is my man Joaquin? This guy's got the answer. Hey, Rome, I can tell you why you haven't heard from Joaquin yet today. He was one of Conor McGregor's 30 goons that attacked that bus. And he is in jail and consequently has no access to his email account. Unwar Joaquin's obsession with weaponizing MMA. War the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tony from Iowa City. Because that's what happens when you weaponize the UFC. Guys go to jail. Guys get handcuffed. Guys are taken out in silver bracelets. And this guy, and this makes the show better, this guy went in a totally different direction. Rome, Barry freaking Trotz, thank you for bringing the NHL back into the jungle. Epic interview. Loved his take on the great one. Love hearing about some actual positive sports takes in the middle of Knucklehead Friday. Thank you, Trotz, for improving the show. My team is out, so let's go Caps. Chad on the North Coast. Or Sergio Poseidon, not having to worry about the champions dinner menu next year. That's the second guy who's coming and said, my team is out. Go Trotz. Go Caps. Dan Jenkins is back with more. Again, this guy's 88. He tweets, shout if you had Phil, Jordan, Rory, and Tiger at a combined 11 over par today. No, I can't say that I did, actually. I was going to make some wisecrack about how I had Eldrick at 11 over, but I didn't. I didn't think that he was going to win, but I thought he'd be a factor. Elk thought that he was going to win. And again, Elk texted me yesterday from Augusta and said, Jim mate, dude, this podcast of yours, the clones are rising up. They are crushing me. Episode 30. Get it on iTunes if you have an iPhone. Get it on the Android players if you have that. And if you don't have a smartphone, just go to jimrome.com. Get it before we drop the next episode. Episode 31 is going to drop today. Episode 32, booked for next week. So the podcast is smashing it. Make sure you get it, clones. It is free. You will like it. There are conversations on that podcast that we just simply cannot have here. Draymond Green is going to be my guest later on today. Boy, Steve Kerr was not happy with them last night, was he? They got hammered by Indiana. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. The Celtics are not going to be fine. Kyrie Irving is out for the playoffs. All right, when we come back, the week that was, the ATP, guaranteed phone call, and more. But first, here's a sports update. Let's get you that right now. ATP, time to answer the Ask the Pros question. You submit the question, I answer it. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Good to see some new blood in here. Zach from Lexington. Lex Vegas, one of my favorite places. Zach writes, Rome, what did you wear at your wedding? Tux, suit, rented, owned, black, blue, turquoise, green. The people need to know, Rome. Big shout out, Zach, to all your neighbors and friends and family in Las Vegas. I went black tux rented. Black tux rented. Didn't get crazy with it. Cummerbund, black tux rented. A July wedding in Napa, California. We want a destination wedding. Hottest day in the history of the world. 400 degrees. We still catch crap for it. So I went Tux. That made it better. So did all the gin that I smashed before I went out there. That also was very cooling. Pete in Tallahassee also in. Like I said, good to see some new blood. Rome, what is your go-to breakfast on a non-work day? That's different. Go-to breakfast. Well, I will tell you, Janos makes some pretty mean eggs. Janos makes some mean eggs. Old Logue's can make some eggs. Mostly eggs at home, unless we hit it pretty hard the night before, and then we'll just kind of go out to breakfast. I don't have super creative things going on the weekends in the terms of breakfast.
Donuts.
Now, if you want to talk dinner, Javier's, yo. Javier's in Newport Beach. Javier's in Irvine. Javier's in Los Angeles.
Yo.
Javier's in Vegas. Javier's in San Jose, Mexico. Breakfast, I stay down. Alvy, are you ready? Well, I'm not ready for you. Boy, he snapped too, didn't he? Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, well, I'm not. Not yet, Alvy. Let's get a phone call in. Let's go to Barstow. Mark in Barstow. Hey, Mark, sorry about that. Wait, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good. How about you? What's up?
Well, all right. Well, something amazing happened this weekend, or this week. A clone was born. My 14-year-old son was on spring break, and he worked with me all week to make some extra money. Now, at my job, I listen to sports talk all day, right? So on Monday, my son says to me, "Is that the Jim Rome you're always talking about? Man, he's fresh." Tuesday, he rolls up the truck window and turns up the radio to hear what Elk has to say, and now he refers to Tiger as Cat. Wednesday, my son tells me if I buy him an AM radio, he would listen all day in class. And this progresses till today when my son, he disagreed with another sports talk radio guy's take, and he shouts to the radio, "That sucks. The only reason I'm listening to you is because I'm a clone, and Rome is up next." I'm so proud, Jim. War teenage clones. War Swimming Pool Technician Nation, I'm out.
Nice job, Mark. Swimming Pool Technician Nation. I love swimming pool technicians. That's a loud, proud, fierce nation right there. And they've got the jungles back. Hey, start them young. You know, part of me wants to tell you it's not a kid show, or maybe not even a teenager show, but that kid gets it. That kid's ready for it. I can tell that kid's ready. Swimming Pool Technician Nation is well represented. I want to hear from a swimming pool technician. How many pools have you done today? How many owners? Oh, and never mind. I've heard what some of you guys do on the job. Respect. Those pools are not going to get cleaned or technicianed by themselves. And I sure as hell know the owner of that pool is not doing it himself. Nice job. I like that kid also on spring break making some money working with the old man. Okay, now here's the thing. I don't know whether that kid listened to the podcast, the Elk podcast, or my Elk takes and the Elk resets on this show. There's a difference. The sound bites that I played on this show are very different than the sound bites that were played or that dropped in the podcast with Elk. I bleeped out a few things on this show. On the podcast, it's all unedited except for a couple of bleeps. They were so hardcore that I had to bleep them. I mentioned to you, Elk told me a number of PGA Tour players told him they heard the podcast. And I said, "I can't believe those guys were listening." And then Elk, in typical Elk form, said, "Hey, mate, they were listening because it was me. They knew I was going to be on it, mate." So Elk's got a bunch of guys under contract for Secret Golf. Jordan Spieth is not one of those guys. Spieth heard it and told him, "Man, I was laughing my ass off." Nobody's laughing right now on the course, though. Especially Sergio, the defending champ, who's plus +9. Hefty's plus +3. Tiger's plus +2. Tough day on the track. All right, Alvin, are you ready now? Another great week here in the jungle. This is something we do every single Friday. Alvin DeLauro grinds this thing out. It's literally the best 4 to 5 minutes in radio, all of radio. This is a look back at the week that was here in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Got a great Monday program for you. Let's get some right now. Championship game tonight. Now, before I get into tonight's game, let me go back to Saturday night.
Yeah! Villanova wins it 95-79, and the national championship.
If this were anybody other than Michigan, I'd ask, why are we wasting our time with this? Just give the Cats their trophy right now. Michigan's great defensively, but I can't take them here.
Email.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Our game plan went to crap.
Morbidly yours, Kansas.
Oh, come on.
Matt Norlander joining us. He's live in San Antonio.
Jalen Brunson's the national player of the year. He could have a subpar game tonight, and Villanova could still win by double digits.
The horn is good!
Did you say you watched the women's NCAA championship? Very funny, Rome. You just said April Fool's Day does not jump the weekend. I said I watched it with the fam on Easter. Rick Welts.
My phone rang and it was Bill Russell. His comment was, what the hell has happened to the standards?
What? You can call this guy a lot of things, but overrated is not one of them. Who shouts overrated at a guy who homered three innings earlier? Don't be dumb.
Taking a giant curly growler into Ray's Creek.
Almost assuredly, any call that involves the word growler is going to end like that. Tony Luffman.
Rome, we cannot discuss the city of Nashville without first paying tribute to the great JD. His first phone call to the jungle.
Shumbo.
Unforgettable.
Let's play some basketball.
Round and round, round it goes.
DiVincenzo, three on the left wing. Good again!
Last night, this guy became the first player to crack 30 points since Miles Simon. And if you're besting a Miles Simon title game, then you know you had yourself a good night.
Champion.
City of brotherly love, the city of champions. Hat 40, what are the odds that you would have said that that player would be Dante DiVincenzo?
There's no doubt he would have been down the list of potential suspects. It was incredible.
Emailed.
Villanova basketball does not mean as much to the folks in that area because you're not a true fan until you slam horse crap. Benjamin Watson is my guest.
I'm doing well, man. You make me feel like a boxer coming out of the corner or something, man.
Custard Castle. Money. Now I'm going to kick your out of you. I turned him over 5-4, mate. He was I'm going to flatten that nose, and you're going to get to pick where you want it flat. What are you, a some kind of a clown? Popped out of this pimple that's just f***ing burst like a zit.
Wow, dude, is that what a zit sounds like?
It's 9:52, and Michigan still sucks.
Struck him out swinging.
But the guy had 2 home runs in the season opener on Thursday. They were clearing space in Monument Park for him. Less than a week later, they're booing the same guy. It's April freaking 3rd. Settle the hell down.
Yes, indeedy.
Dana White, do you have a sense about how he feels about losing that belt?
He's not thrilled about it, but you know, Connor is a really smart kid. You just can't let the division sit around like that. It's not fair to everybody else. I think Connor gets that.
Out of here!
And I've got no idea how long it's going to last. I just know that I've got to see it myself. And that's exactly what I'm going to do this weekend because this dude is putting on a show and I don't want to miss it. Gerard Gallant is my guest. What that arena in Vegas is going to be like for that first playoff game.
It's going to double what it has been all season long. The guys can barely hear me now when I'm trying to change the lines. We just can't wait for it.
Email.
What do you have against La Habra?
How would you like to get your ass kicked out of the OC, Fountain Valley? Santa Fe Springs. Not good enough. Do better. Seal Beach. What a sorry-ass excuse for a beach.
Hall of Famer Ray Allen joining us.
It was tough as a person because bonds are created in this game. To see that change just because you move teams is disappointing.
You got to go to the yacht club and do what you do there.
I'm trying to take a break from that. I got a job. I got to work. You know what I'm saying?
God! Giancarlo!
I hate to say I told you so, but I literally told you so. That's why you don't boo this guy on April 3rd. Because he will do that on April 4th. Whoa!
He horse collared me, but I got up though like a champ.
Respect, dog. Respect. That's pretty damn cool. No, man, you pop right back up.
I'm a beast.
Jeff Passan.
Then smack
me, you, everybody here listening, particularly the clones, because most of them don't have jobs. $1 million a year is an incredible thing.
Whoa, don't hurt yourself. About what an athlete this guy is. Ever snap your foot off your leg and ever try to reattach it yourself?
You want
to
grab 30 friends and come
this
down
is a
here.
Huge Conor McGregor house, but I can't stress this enough. That was one of the dumbest, most moronic, ridiculous things I have ever seen in my life.
Surprise, motherfucker!
It's disgusting.
Email.
This whole McGregor thing isn't staged. Signed pro wrestlers who get put in coffins on stage after a match. Ariel Helwani is my guest.
This is some kind of WWE storyline. I mean, you've absolutely lost your mind.
Although, I don't condone what he did yesterday.
Fat ass.
It was just
rocking.
I can't let him hold me down.
Brea, what are you looking at?
A triple coiler.
Talking about the balls.
Overrate this.
Mario Speedwagon didn't want any of that.
Ann Arbor's a home. Best tradition ever.
Kutcher.
About time you call me, Jim.
2 hours.
Trust the process.
Man, he's fresh.
Squirt the sandwich.
Good night now!
Alvin DeLauro's Week That Was nails it again like he does every single Friday. Speaking of Friday, what are y'all doing going into the weekend? What's the weekend look like? What are your plans? I can't talk to all of you about that, but I could check in with one person. She's in Naples, Florida. Lauren in Naples. If I had to guess, I've got a pretty good idea where she's going to end up, but let's find out for certain. Hey, Lauren, what's going on?
What's up, Romy?
What's up for the weekend? What do you got going?
Going to the yacht club.
No way! Really?
Big guess. Yeah.
So what's going on at the
yacht club? I'm going to get a big-ass T-bone steak, and I'm going to get a big-ass martini.
Well, look at you. What happened to the mojitos? Are you switching up?
Yeah, switch it up a little bit.
All right, so if you go martini, how do you drink your martini?
I like it with gin.
What kind of gin?
I like Sapphire.
Oh, you do, huh? What do you have What do you have in your Sapphire gin?
What do you mean? I have an olive in there.
That's what I mean. Exactly. So far, so good. All right. So you got the T-bone. You've got the Bombay Sapphire straight up. What else is going on?
I'm not going to get frisky, tell you that much, but I'm going to be having some fun. I was going to talk about some Michigan damn Frozen Four, but we got icy, just like our damn basketball team. So that's done. So I'm just going to get down with the yacht club. Have a good time.
That sounds awesome, Lauren. All right. Have a great time at the yacht club. Glad to check in. Yeah. Man, I wish I had a yacht club to go to. The yacht club sounds fun. Are there yachts at that club? Do you party on the yacht? She's changing up now. I mean, I thought she was about going to the yacht club to get frisky and slam mojitos. She said, I'm not going to get frisky, and I'm going to have a Sapphire martini and a T-bone. All right, so that's Lauren in Naples. Now I know what she's doing this weekend. What about the rest of you? What do you got going this weekend? What's going on? I think I'm going to head out to the yard and check out the Angels this weekend. That's my plan. What's your plan? Boy, this Conor McGregor thing, you clones will not let it go. I understand that a lot of you like a good conspiracy. And apparently a lot of you like a bad conspiracy, too. How about one more phone call before we call it a day? What do you think, Hawk? Where should we go? It's been a minute since Josh in Detroit got in. And how can I justify not taking that phone call when I just had Lauren on? Josh in Detroit. Lauren is not going to end the week. You are. Josh in the D. Josh is like, this is absolutely incredible. Josh has to be like, oh, sorry, Josh, we're out of time. Clones, snoring is snoring is disrespectful, and it's offensive, and so is what I just did to Josh. You got to stop snoring, and Josh, you got to stop calling. You got to stop snoring, and you got to get a Zippo right now, and that will make everybody happy. It's a revolutionary snoring device, which is 100% guaranteed to work. ZYPPAH.com. ZYPPAH.com. My thanks to Rex Hoggard, Ariel Helwani, Barry Trotz. It's Podcast Friday. Draymond Green is going to be my guest. And that's going to drop later on today. Thank you for listening. Have yourself an amazing weekend at the Yacht Club or wherever you go. And I'll check you on Monday. We're out.